Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. We were looking at the fact that Abram, later on became known as Abraham, Abram went out to retrieve Lot, who was taken captive by Chedorlaomer, a king that came down with three other kings and defeated the five kings, including Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham went back to retrieve and get back his nephew Lot with 318 men against an army of over 50,000. And God did a miraculous thing, which He will do in your life as well, like He did with David, with Goliath, like He did with Daniel in the lion's den, like He did with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He will do the same thing in your life. He's not a respecter of persons. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday, with the invading armies were celebrating their instant success and their millionaire status. Let's pick it up right now in the service.
And so Abram, who's got no clue about war, nothing. He doesn't know how to fight. He doesn't have weapons. He takes 318 men and says, let's go get them, boy. We're going to get them. And they take off after these kings. Now, these kings, I'm sure that they were celebrating their instant wealth and instant millionaire status. I'm sure, right? And how did they party? Guys in the army. Glug, 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 right? So I'm sure they were having a party that night in their victorious ways. And yeah, we whooped them. And yet come 318 men. And they go, boo. And they take off. They run. They flee. They flee. 318 men, 50 to 100,000 others. 318 men. Think about what God can do. 318 men that are not men of war chase away these armies that are trained fighters. And they go scurrying away and they leave everything behind. Everything behind. And it includes Lot, his family, his children, all of his goods, and all the booty. They leave it. Come on, guys. You know, when Jesus, when God took the Israelites out of Egypt, they didn't leave empty-handed. They left there with all the booty. And they didn't have to conquer them. God conquered that enemy. Do you really think it was Abram that conquered these guys? Do you think it was David that killed Goliath? Do you think it was Daniel that stopped the lion's mouths? Do you think it was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that said, I'm not going to get burned? It was God. It was God. It was God. It was always God. It's always been God. It's always going to be God. And He happens to be my dad. I actually call Him Abba, dearest godly father. Amen. Praise God. Verse 15. And it says here, Abram divided his men, 318, and attacked during the night from several directions, approximately 50,000, and pursued the fleeing army to Hobah and north of Damascus. I mean, they get chutzpah, they chase them. After they run, they don't think, okay, they're gone, let's get these guys. No, let's get them. See, when you go crossing, you become bold. Remember David? Let me tell you what's going to happen, Goliath. I want to show you how it's going to happen. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to cut off your head with your sword. And I'm going to feed your carcass to the fowls of the air. And all of your armies are going to be our slaves. Yeah. You see, they don't just chase him when the guys run and scurry off. They say, okay, let's get these guys and get out of here quick. No. What God begins, God finishes. Yeah. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And what He started a good work in you, He's faithful to complete it. Come on, come on, come on. If you've seen a touch of healing from whatever it is you've been battling with, He's faithful to complete it. You just stand on the word, I'm healed in Jesus' name. Amen. And these guys, I laughed at them when I was reading them. I'm thinking, He's actually chasing these guys. These war people, He's chasing them with 318 men. They must have looked like, you know, a needle in a haystack chasing. I mean, it was ridiculous. But now they got Christ with them. They seen victory. They smelt it. They believe, and they're running after these guys. They chase them way down. I love that. I love that. And so now watch here. Verse 16, after the battle, Abram recovered all the spoils. Everyone say, all the spoils. How many nations did those four kings defeat on their way and with them? At least 11. At least 11 nations. Collected all of the spoils from those 11 nations. Abram comes along and says, thanks, Lord. And he takes all the spoils the enemy had taken and brought them back with him. He rescued his nephew Lot and brought him back along with his goods. So he gets the spoils and Lot gets all of his back. Hang around with people of God. Amen. Oh, you missed that. It was a good opportunity. Rub shoulders with people of God. Rub shoulders with people that are doing something for God. Hang around with like-minded Christians. Not with that naysayers and we can't do it and how are we going to and what's going to happen and your life has been directed by the president of the country. Who cares who's president? Honestly, God's going to have the final word anyway. And we do care who's president. We want right people. But if the wrong president's in, does that mean I'm in trouble? No, it does not. Why? Because I got a God called Abba Father in my life. My Lord. So now watch it, verse 16. And he takes along with, he brings nephew and all of his family along with his goods. There were other captives too, including some woman whom he rescued. You see, we are a beacon of light, family. There are people in this area, this vicinity that need rescuing. There are people in your job that need rescuing. There are people in our school, their families need rescuing. There are people all around you, wherever you go, whatever you do, they need to be rescued. We can't be selfish, me, myself, us four, no more. I will bless you so that you can be a blessing. I will make you a blessing so you will bless the nations of the world. There are nations of the world sitting in this church today because of the blessing God's put on Christians' lives. Someone told you about God. Someone brought you to church. Somebody that knew God touched your life. And now you're a child of God. Now, are we going to forget those outside? Those on this side? Those there? Those there? No, we're not. It's not about the money. Now watch here. The expanded Bible says it this way. Then Abram brought back everything the enemy had stolen. All their possessions, their goods, the woman and the people and Lot and everything Lot owned, his goods, his possessions. The Message translation says they recovered all the plunder along with nephew, Lot and his possessions, including the woman and the people. Now here's the key. Here's the key that you need to get a hold of. Abram, he did not go into the battle for a monetary reward. He did not, listen to what I'm saying carefully. He did not get into this battle for financial gain. He went in to save that which was lost. What's the biggest concern of God's life? Souls. He says if one man should lose his soul, he says, all the wealth on the planet is not worth one soul being lost. God wants souls won on a daily basis, day and night. He wants souls. For God so loved the world that he gave Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have life everlasting. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Yes, that's God's heart. Yes. If you only hear heartbeat of God, you're going to hear vroom, souls. 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 That's what you're going to hear from God. Not healing. Not prosperity. Souls. Because you can have all the money and go to hell. You can have all the health and go to hell. Yeah. God wants you in heaven with Him. He wants you in glory. He wants you to share His life. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so He didn't get in the battle for financial gain. He got in the battle to save that which was lost. And financial gain came with it. Now let me show you why. Are you ready? Proverbs 6, verse 30, New Living Translation. Excuses might be found for a thief who steals because he is starving. Verse 31, but if he is caught, he must pay back 7 times what he stole, even if he has to sell everything in his house. Listen, the devil stole out of my life so much before I received Jesus Christ. I lost so much money. I had cars possessed, all kinds of crazy stuff in my life, right? Because I didn't know the principles I'm teaching now. I had to become a pioneer and learn it to get myself together. But let me tell you something. The person that led me to the Lord is prosperous today. Everything the devil stole from me, he collected. And God gave mine back. God will take what the enemy stole from the people that you lead to Him and bring it into the kingdom. Sevenfold. Everyone say sevenfold. Think about this. Abraham went and he brought all of that. Do you know, they work it out. You can read different books and things about it. They say it was worth billions of dollars in today's currency. Billions. Come on, imagine we go and attack 8 or 12 nations, 10 nations. Iran, whoo, you know how much plunder we got? All the oil, all the gold, South Africa, all the coins, the silver, the mines, the diamonds. Come on, you know how much money? Do you know what you're talking about here? We're talking about wealth beyond your imagination. But he was not chasing wealth. He was chasing the lost.
Here is a snippet from where we're going to pick up tomorrow, and you're going to see how God blessed Abraham in such a way, and what he did, and you can do the exact same thing wherever you are, whatever you do. So here's a tiny snippet for tomorrow's service.
Melchizedek blessed Abram with this blessing. Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High who has defeated your enemies for you. Who defeated those armies? God. Who defeated Satan for you? God. Who defeated sickness out of your life? God. Fear. God. He defeated it all for us. God defeated it.
Hi. This is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program, Extreme Faith, airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That means that you can build your faith for your miracle today. If you would like to attend a service with us, we will welcome you with the love of God and make you feel right at home. Service times are 10 a.m. Sunday mornings and 7 p.m. Wednesday evenings, which also includes a youth service. We are located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. That's in our Tradition Square Town Hall facility. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats.